Jill Hayes, Waterford, New York. Dr. Phil Ponchon's commentary angered me as much as his commentary from last year. His explanations contradicted his reasoning. For example, he says 1 in 70 women at age 40 without a family history will learn that they have breast cancer, and it's just spontaneous. Sure, there are false positives, but I'd rather be worried and depressed than learn too late that I have breast cancer. And about his 1 in 70 statistics, well, if one of his loved ones was one of those one, he might be singing a different tune.
Anne McLean, and I'm calling regarding your comments about the school situation, the girl, and the police officer. I think it's wonderful that you're concerned, and yes, we all should be, but I'd like to know what your suggestions are. The girl was insubordinate. She was rude. She was yelling obscenities. And she was refusing to follow orders, first of all. So you keep saying there's got to be a better way, but could you tell me what the better way is? All of our teachers would love to know. Also, too, you have to keep in mind that what's the big deal, her using her cell phone? Teachers are now judged by how that student does on a test. And if she's not engaged and willfully insubordinate, that ruins the teacher's chance of doing well.
Beth Jacobs, Niskayuna, New York, about roundtable discussion about the girl that was slammed backwards in her desk. Well, you know, it is absolutely wrong, but I have to add this. The juvenile detention centers, what do you think happens in them? What do you think happens in the mental institutions where kids are sent across the state? That and much worse.